my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, conversations with people at the leading edge. I'm Paula. In the 1830s, Oberlin College was an early leader, providing higher education to all men, including African Americans, and to women. Oberlin's 14th president, Marvin Krisloff, says education should teach its students the application of well-founded critical thinking rather than the recitation of facile answers.
The quality of your questions and the quality of the answers that you try to provide is what's important. It's not necessarily getting the right answer. And in my teaching, one of the things I try to do are structure problems that don't have answers. And to say, it's okay if you don't have a clear-cut answer, but it's important for you to show me that you're thinking about it in a methodical way. You're looking at data or evidence or whatever it is that in your discipline, and that you're thinking through those things, and you also can identify how you might further explore it outside of the context of whatever problem or project we're working on. And it's hard because I don't think that we necessarily give that message to young people, and it is a very rush culture, and the pace, I mean, it's very fast, and what we're talking
about, and we're really tempted to the easy answers and orthodoxy and the dogmatic.
Well, and it saves time. It saves time, and time is our most valued commodity. But I think it's important for us who are in positions to teach or to inspire, to say that it's okay to take a little bit longer, and it's okay to acknowledge difficulty, and it's okay to acknowledge that we don't have it right. And so one of the things I try to do is tell students, I don't know the answer to this, and that's okay. And probably you shouldn't feel that you know the answer either. You should be grappling with it. You should be working at it. I should see you struggling. And that's the way that we show that there's something important going on.
President of Oberlin since 2007, Marvin Krisloff had been vice president and general counsel at the University of Michigan. There, he successfully led the defense of that university's affirmative action program before the United States Supreme Court. Mr. Krisloff is a Rhodes Scholar and a graduate of the Yale Law School. Bill Russell and I have enjoyed getting to know Mr. Krisloff. This conversation was the beginning. Marvin Krisloff, president of Oberlin College, I've had a lifelong love affair with democracy. I just think it's a great idea. One of the things that people may tire of hearing about the Founding Fathers, but I've been really struck coming back as an adult, and I'm a government major at Oberlin College myself, fair disclosure here. John Adams understood that if you don't educate people, you can't have a democracy. That if you haven't had that key element that is education, forget it, because the it becomes mobocracy instead of democracy. You think that's right?
Well, I think it's essential, and one of the things that we really try to do at Oberlin College is give people a well-rounded education, what we would call a liberal arts education, and so people study a variety of disciplines, everything from sciences and arts and humanities, and I think that there's really a strong reason why in today's changing world, it's even more important to understand the way things interrelate and interconnect. And you know, so if we're thinking about the Middle East, for instance, it's important to understand the roots in religion and history and art, as well as politics and economics. And I also think it's really important that students get exposed to varying viewpoints. And that's something that I know I teach as well. And I try to introduce varying viewpoints into the classroom as well, because I think it's important for students to understand that, you know, they're going to confront different people, different points of views, both internationally and domestically, and that if they can do it in a safe place, which is what college should be, it's a safe place to explore and to test ideas. That is one of the greatest opportunities that college in those 4 years presents. So we really like to challenge students, and the students at Oberlin actually are very challenging and intense and strong-minded people, and that's all the more fun. So
when you say what it is you teach.
Well, I teach a course on, it's a politics course, but it's on race and religion in the public schools. And so we talk about everything from Brown v. Board of Ed to busing, to affirmative action, to some of the movements now in terms of vouchers and magnet schools and so forth. That's in the race area. And then in religion, we think about everything, including what religious practices can be explored within a classroom, What kind of aid can be given to schools? Again, vouchers issues. In religion, it's very interesting because I find the students come to religion with very unformed ideas about the role religion plays in American life. And, you know, many of the students have gone to parochial schools, some have gone to secular, probably the majority to secular, but it's very interesting, and the dialogue...
And you're trained as a lawyer, so...
And I'm trained as a lawyer, and I like to make them challenge each other, and we do hypotheticals and scenarios, and right now we're doing the final exam. I think this will be after the final exam, so it's all right to talk about the final exam.
I won't tell.
That's all right. The final exam is a take-home exam, so they know it already. But it's based on real cases where certain universities have enacted anti-discrimination rules, including anti-discrimination protection against because of sexual orientation. And so the question is whether the Christian Legal Society in this instance could have its student registration or its organizational status within the university revoked because they wanted to exclude people who are actively gays.
And the answer is?
The answer is it's really a great question. And that's what makes it a great final exam. There are two answers, and the students, some of them say, I read one thing, and I think one, and I read another thing, and I sit and I think another, and it's really hard. And I said, that's the point. That's why we call it education.
Exactly.
And testing the ideas. And they're trying to role play for the current Supreme Court, and so they have to take their ideas and try to channel them through those 9 Supreme Court justices. But
fabulous.
But that's
a liberal education.
That's right. And we want them to understand that these are difficult questions, and it's okay to see that they're difficult questions. In fact, that's good. That means they're thinking, and that's part of what we're trying to do.
I watched you doing this, read this, and I remember that the famous story about somebody who said, just give me a one-handed lawyer. I do not want any more of this on the one hand, on the other hand.
However, this one hand...
Well, let me say, it matters because we do want a one-handed lawyer. We want the answer. It's just, it's human nature, I think, and life does not lend itself to that kind of simple, cartoonish understanding.
And I think the best teachers and the best advocates are people who understand both hands, if you will, to carry out this metaphor, because they can be more effective when they take one point of view because they've anticipated what the weak points are and what the other side's arguments are. And you know, some of the students haven't been exposed to that method as much. But by the time they're seniors, we hope that they will have gotten used to this notion of multiple points of view, and that they can really argue both sides. And sometimes we do things where we assign them roles that cut against their natural predilections. And I think that's fun and exciting as well.
And he thinks many things as the president at Oberlin College. Bill Russell, I. Paula Gordon, Marvin Krisloff. We'll be back in just a moment. We hope you'll be too.